But if they are gotten up, they would be kept in barn areas also.
And what would that be like?
Well, it'd be very similar structure to what you would keep in maybe in a stall instead of a shed. You'd keep them in a smaller structure known as a stall.
Would it have a roof on it?
Yeah, normally it would.
And, you know, beside the barn sometimes, there's a special place where the cows get milk, just outside. What would that place be called? Have you ever seen a place like that?
Well, during early years of my childhood, I can remember that we used to keep cows for milking purposes, and we would bring them into these sheds that were attached to the side of a large barn-type structure. But I guess we call them cow sheds is about the only term I can think of.
And would a cow shed, I mean, would you have another place that might, maybe even out in the field, just a fenced-in area where you could keep them overnight before you milk them, just to keep them separate?
Quite possibly, and this would be called a lot. It's about the only term I've ever had used for it.
And where would you keep hogs and pigs?
They normally would be kept in pasture areas or small pasture type locations. Some hogs are raised in almost total confinement, and I guess the terms that is used for those would be hog parlors.
And would there be just maybe out on a real small farm, just a little place where they could keep two or three, or how many, 10 if they had that many? What would that be?
Yeah, they call this a hog pen.
And would that have a shelter in it necessarily?
So it's possible they could have, although it would not be necessary, but some would build a little lean-to shelter in this hog pen so that they could get cover from the rainfall and the elements.
But it wouldn't all be covered?
No.
And what would that be like, that kind of hog pen?
As far as the size of it, or?
Yes.
It would be real small, normally an area not over 15 by 20 feet maybe.
And now, did you ever hear of a place where people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigeration?
Nothing unless it would be a pantry.
Well, have you ever seen maybe a trough that's down near a stream and maybe a spring rose up into it and water to run through it and keep things cool down at jugs and crocks of milk and stuff like that?
I'm afraid that would be before my time.
Have you ever heard, well, what's the place that you get milk from now?
All of ours comes from grocery stores.
And where does the grocery store get it?
Well, they get it from dairies.
And now, a dairy now. Have you ever heard of a dairy at home?
There are a few small dairies in this locality.
Well, is that a type of farm, or is it a...
Yeah, it's known really as a dairy farm.
And what about a processing and distribution plant? What's that called for milk?